Welcome to Ski Cap, Hoodie, and Shorts. Today's episode, is it really spring? Hey everybody, welcome to the Ski Cap, Hoodie, and Shorts podcast. This is your host, Ted Samaras. And today I just wanted to do a brief episode to talk about the fact that it actually feels like a real spring outside, or like a traditional spring that I remember from years ago. I don't know if it's just me, and or maybe it's just me in the Northeast, or maybe it's, you know, the Northeast. But it seems like this year we actually have like more of a spring season than we have the last couple of years. I know that there's always a complaint recently with it feels like sometimes we go right from summer to winter. It goes from like 90 degrees down to 50 degrees, and then vice versa. With the spring too, we go right from winter, we jump right to summer. And we did have a couple of unseasonably warm days where it was like in the 80s after being in the 60s. But I have noticed that like it seems like spring is actually extended this year, or it seems like it's back to normal, at least for a year. When I look outside my house, there's some azalea bushes that I pass every day. The last couple of years, it seems like those have kind of gone off in like early April. You know, if you think about like really good baseball teams, at least like teams that start well and then fade during the summer. Sometimes they refer to them as azaleas because they flourish in April and May, and then they're by June, they're out of the pennant race. But anyway, I've noticed that these azalea bushes look like they want to kind of bloom, but they're like in that bud stage where you can kind of see the colors peeking through, but they haven't fully exploded yet. They're waiting for that really, I guess, consecutive hot days. But then other trees have already exploded and have gone out with their blossoms. I noticed more of the cherry trees, the apple trees, the different parks and stuff like that. And I noticed that was happening like late March. You know, we have our traditional rain here too. We haven't had the deluges that we've had the last couple of years. I know other parts of the nation, like in Texas, like specifically Houston, have had their type of thing. But yeah, it's been very interesting this year though, to see, you know, it's actually, you know, cold in the mornings and it warms up during the day. Like I remember spring being, you know, being out on the fields. You know, if you had an early game, you'd be bundled up. If you had a late game, you'd be taking a water break. And then even the bird patterns, too, I've noticed they seem to be like a little bit on a delay, or at least different than they have the last couple of years. I'm fortunate enough to be able to see, you know, different birds as they come through. I know we get some cardinals here, you know, which is always nice to see that pop of color come through. And then we also get blue jays, and I'm always fascinated with the blue jays because they you know, they tend to migrate, you know, through you know, New Jersey, New York, that type of thing in the spring. You know, they tend to get up here. If you ask me what my favorite bird is of, you know, the birds that you actually see, I would have to put the blue jay there. They're beautiful to look at. They have a little bit of an attitude, it seems like, and they're pretty hardy. And I guess they're on their way to Canada now, hence the Toronto Blue Jays of baseball fame. But usually, like the last couple of years too, I've seen them in like early April. And I really am just starting to see them now, you know, now that it's like almost mid-May. So everything seems to be, you know, slightly off with the calendar or slightly reset with the calendar, at least for this year, based on the weather patterns. So maybe we actually get back to normal for a couple of years where spring is actually, you know, April showers bring May flowers and May flowers bring pilgrims. Or, you know, maybe this is just an anomaly to, you know, make some of us who actually remember what spring feels like, be there. Even with some of the bad stuff that goes on weather-wise with the tornadoes and stuff, there's been some devastating tornadoes, I know, in Texas and Nebraska. But even those seem to be slightly delayed this year, too. Like, I know last year, it seemed like the season jumped off, like, as soon as April 1st hit, especially. And this year, again, it's been the last couple of weeks where the more major weather of the cold air and the warm air, meeting up together on those fronts and causing these massive tornadoes. So anyway, I'd be curious. I know some of you guys have, it seems like, all year summer, one season all year. But for those of you listeners out there who do have the different seasons, let me know, around your neck of the woods, if it is just me who's feeling it this year, or if maybe I'm off because, the calendar is off with, things like Greek Easter being 5 weeks after Catholic Easter, or, maybe it's just, my imagination this year, and I'm just kind of, seeing things when I, it's been the same every year. So yeah, please contact me. Let me know how you're doing this spring. Let me know what your weather's like. Let me know if you've seen any unusual bird patterns, tree patterns, rain patterns, that type of thing. I'd be very curious to see how things are where you live. As always, this show works best on your feedback. So if you want to contact me, you can always go to the website for the show, which is www.skicaphoodieandshorts.com. You can also go to my main website where it is also with the Ski Cap Hoodie and Shorts podcast, but also some of the educational projects I'm working on with some great educators around the world, which is www.ourtechcoach.com. And if you are looking for me on social media, if you go to X/Twitter, it is @OurTechCoach. If you are looking for me on LinkedIn or Instagram, it is @Ted.Samaras. So again, I look forward to hearing from you. I hope you're enjoying your spring wherever you are and whether it feels different to you this year or not. And as always, please be good to yourself and be yourself.